Part 2, continue readings for Monday, May 4th, Chapter 18. Reading page 363 and a quote by Edward O. Wilson from his book, The Diversity of Life. Textbook Chapter 18, page 363. Ecology of Organisms. The place where an organism lives is its habitat. But why does it live there and not elsewhere? What parts of its habitat does it use? The answers to these questions depend on an organism's evolutionary history, its abilities, and its needs. Ecosystem components. Ecologists separate the environmental factors that influence an organism into two types. The living components of the environment are called biotic factors. Biotic factors include all of the living things that affect the organism. The non-living factors, called abiotic factors, are the physical and chemical characteristics of the environment. Biotic and abiotic factors. Abiotic factors include temperature, humidity, pH, salinity, oxygen concentration, amount of sunlight, availability of nitrogen, and precipitation. The importance of each factor varies from environment to environment. Abiotic and biotic factors are not independent. Organisms change their environment and are influenced by those changes. For example, the availability of nitrogen in the soil affects how fast plants can grow. And plants affect nitrogen availability by absorbing nitrogen from the soil. Abiotic factors are not constant. They vary from place to place and over time, as shown in Figure 18-4. Consider temperature, which is a very important abiotic factor. Temperature varies from hour to hour, from day to day, from season to season, and from place to place. Also important are the small differences in temperature within a habitat, such as the difference between an area in the shade of a tree and an area exposed to direct sunlight. Now for the quote by Edward O. Wilson from his book, The Diversity of Life. The most wonderful mystery of life may well be the means by which it created so much diversity from so little physical matter. The biosphere, all organisms combined, makes up only about one part in 10 billion of the Earth's mass. It is sparsely distributed through a kilometer thick layer of soil, water, and air stretched over a half billion square kilometers of surface. If the world were the size of an ordinary desktop globe and its surface were viewed edgewise an arm's length away, no trace of the biosphere could be seen with the naked eye. Yet life has divided into millions of species, the fundamental units, each playing a unique role in relation to the whole. for another way to visualize the tenuousness of life. Imagine yourself on a journey upward from the center of the earth, taken at the pace of a leisurely walk. For the first 12 weeks, you travel through furnace-hot rock and magma devoid of life. 3 minutes to the surface, 500 meters to go, you encounter the first organisms, bacteria feeding on nutrients that have filtered into the deep water-bearing strata. You breach the surface and for 10 seconds glimpse a dazzling burst of life. Tens of thousands of species of microorganisms, plants, and animals within horizontal line of sight. Half a minute later, almost all are gone. 2 hours later, only the faintest traces remain, consisting largely of people in airliners.